This morning we're speaking with Mark Pahovey. Mark is the plant manager with Taylor Communications. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a big celebration coming up.
We do. Yes. We have been in the community for 50 years in 2018, and we've got an open house and a cookout that we're planning for tomorrow from noon to 4. We're hoping for good weather.
Yes.
Right now it's not looking so great, but
yes. We
are going to trudge ahead nonetheless, and we're hoping for a good turnout. The community is welcome tomorrow.
Yes, everyone's invited, rain or shine. Come on out, and you'll have some food and some plant tours available.
That is correct.
Very good.
We will be grilling hamburgers and hot dogs, and the facility will be open so people can see what we do there on Miller Avenue.
Very good. We are going to highlight that again later in our discussions, but we want to talk about Taylor Communications being successful in our community for all these years. Tell us the history and let people recognize, they're saying Taylor Communications, they might recognize the previous name.
Absolutely. We were formerly Standard Register, so most people will know us as Standard Register in the community. Standard Register was based in Dayton, Ohio, and decided in 1968 to come to Shelbyville, Indiana. We started on the second floor of the old Admiral building back in 1968 while a building was being built on Miller Avenue. We moved into that building in 1969, and we've expanded that building three times since then. Right now we're at 62,000 square feet, so we're very proud of being in the community for that long.
Yes, yes. And early on, your employment was as high as?
We have had as many as 130 people working for the facility back in the older days when there was a lot more stuff done by hand.
Yes.
Than what we have now. Right now our employment is 80 people.
Yes, yes. And tell us the things that you do at Taylor Communications. You know, again, throughout this long history, there's been some very interesting changes and transitions.
Absolutely. So we print business forms, but the business form market has changed quite a bit in the last 50 years. We started out by making multi-part forms only, so you know, when you have to press hard because you're making five copies, those are the types of forms that we made. But over the years, we've expanded our product offering. We make just single sheet business forms. We still make multi-part forms. Multi-part forms have changed. There used to be a lot of carbon in them. There's not carbon paper in multi-part forms generally today. We also make security documents, so we print a lot of checks at our facility, and checks for customers that really are a who's who of the Fortune 500 companies in the United States. We also make label form combinations, so that's something that we just started doing recently. It's an area of growth for us, an area of growth for our business, and so one of the things that we've done over the years is change. And that's a good example of us changing, is getting into new products, trying new things, keeping ourselves competitive and relevant in a dynamic and competitive market.
Yes, yes, ever-changing. And, you know, you told me a story the other day that I liked hearing, and it brought back memories for me. You talk about the maybe just even a two-part with a carbon in between, and sticking that, you know, you would get one receipt from the business, and the business, Johnny, you got to remember this too, would take that receipt and put it through a nail.
Put
on
it on a nail, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so Standard Register, the company developed and patented the register, which was a way that business communication used to happen in the old days. So you would go to a hardware store and you would buy something, and the clerk would write out a bill of sale on this little gray register, and that he would turn a crank and out would come three different forms. And you would get one of those forms. That was your bill of sale, or your receipt in today's terms. One would go on a nail right next to that register, and then one would go in the little slot underneath the register, and that that device and that system was wildly successful starting in the 19-teens, all the way up in, you know, through the 50s and 60s and even the 70s. I mean, I'm old enough to remember that type of transaction that used to take place for small businesses and even larger businesses in the community. So just, you know, wildly successful for many years. That gave the company the opportunity to get into a lot of different markets over the years. And, you know, we're the beneficiary of that today.
And let's talk about today. You know, as processes improve, it's not that the demand has decreased, but processes have improved. So your employment level today is not as high as it was in the past. But tell us a little bit about things that are going on today.
Well, you know, there's no secret that there's technology substitution that's going on in our business. People are generally getting away from paper business forms and using electronic media for business records, but there's still a lot of paper that is part of today's business environment. Used to be that we would have a lot of people that were on drawing boards and they were cutting and pasting film to make to mock up business forms using tweezers and X-Acto knives and magnifying glasses. You know what six people used to do, one person can do today with a computer. So there's just been a lot of technology introduced in our business over the years.
Yes, and your business not only supports the community, employs a lot of people from our community, and contributes to the local economy here.
$8 million a year, yeah, between wages and other spending that our plant has in the direct community. We contribute about $8 million a year to the local economy.
Yeah, that's great. Tell us about the team at Taylor Communications.
Well, like I said, we've got 80 people. You know, wonderful folks. We are blessed to have wonderful people working for our plant. We don't have anybody that's been there the full 50 years, but we do have three employees that have been there more than 40. John Smith, who I'm sure a lot of people in the community know. Karen Miller has been there more than 40 years, and Rodney Brown has been there more than 40 years. In addition to that, we've got 16 additional people that have been with our company more than 30 years.
Wow.
So, you know, a quarter of our workforce has been there more than 30 years. We've been very blessed.
Well, that's a great reflection back on who Taylor Communications is and the fact that you have a great work environment, you have a great business philosophy, and obviously you must treat your employees very well.
Well, we try to. We've been blessed and are grateful that Taylor Communications bought Standard Register. You know, Standard Register went into bankruptcy, Chapter 11 bankruptcy in 2015, and there was some uncertainty during that time that that the company would survive or what form the company would survive. But we were purchased by a family, a privately owned company, a privately owned family, and they are very people-oriented. They're very committed to our future success and our future presence in Shelbyville and all over the country. We couldn't have asked for a better outcome from a difficult situation back in 2015 than for Taylor Corporation to purchase us.
You mentioned a veteran staff, and I'm just getting old enough to do some things that I said I would never do. How often does a conversation come up with, well, back when, or back then, or we did this way?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's a testament to the people that have been there a long time that they recognize that we have to change. Mm. We cannot keep doing what we've been doing forever and be successful. We have to change. We have to be innovative. We have to try new things. And, you know, a great Indiana native John Wooden said that not all change is progress, but there's no progress without change. And we embrace that. You know, not everything works, but enough does work that keeps us viable and competitive going forward.
And recently, you just had some inherited some new equipment. Your business has increased because of that. So you're, again, changing and transitioning through that as well.
Yep. I mentioned that we do label form combinations now. We put labels on forms, and that's something that we had never done before. We have been the beneficiary, if you want to say that, of some other facilities around the country closing. Again, we're in a declining market, and there has to be adjustments to that. But, you know, we are competitive. We stay competitive, and our company wants to give us new capabilities to keep us competitive going forward.
Mark, we're fortunate to have you in our community leading the team at Taylor Communications. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I am not a Indiana native. I grew up in Canton, Ohio, so most people know the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Absolutely.
I grew up 2 miles from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I went to school at the University of Cincinnati. I met my wife in Cincinnati. She and I have been married for nearly 25 years. 25 years this November.
Congratulations.
And we moved to Indiana 7 years ago. We live up in Indianapolis, and I drive to Shelbyville every day. And again, it's a great blessing for me to be able to live in the community. And I have such an easy commute from Indianapolis to Shelbyville. It's wonderful.
Yes, and you were there through the transition.
I was.
Yes, when Standard Register. And you mentioned, you know, that being a difficult time.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, sometimes during that, you can tend to lose some of your valuable employees because of that uncertainty.
Yes. We did have some people leave, and then there was some headcount, or I shouldn't say headcount, employment adjustment during that time. But, you know, for the most part, people stuck with us during that difficult time. Again, we were grateful that Taylor purchased us. It's just been a real blessing for us to be able to continue our work in Shelbyville.
Well, let's shine the spotlight again on this local facility here that is celebrating 50 years in Shelbyville. You know, through the Taylor Communications Group, in your category, if you would say, and you'll tell us about that, this plant has received recognition.
Yes. We are very proud of the fact that we have been named the Taylor Communications Plant of the Year for the last 2 years, so 2016 and 2017. That is a distinction based on a scorecard of safety, quality, delivery performance, and cost performance. We are in a pool of other large plants around the country that includes 14 other facilities, so 15 of us total. And we have been the plant of the year for the last 2 years. So we've had big celebrations to mark the honor. We have had our corporate leadership come and celebrate with us.
Try to
steal during those celebrations.
Yes, and learn what you're doing
and
right.
And learn what we're doing. We've had other plants come to our facility and spend 3 days to learn what we do and how we do it. So again, we're very proud of that, and we remind ourselves quite often that we're the plant of the year.
Yes.
For Taylor Communications.
Yes, well, big shout of congratulations to you and the entire team.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of effort goes behind that.
And we are trying once again in 2018 to be the plant of the year, so it's not a mantle that we want to give up to anybody else.
Greed is good.
Yes, it is.
In some cases.
Yes. Well, let's go back for just a few minutes. You mentioned that you felt that the facility and everything, you were all blessed because when you were going through the difficult time, Standard Register and bankruptcy, that Taylor Communications came along. Let's give a little bit of background on who they are.
Yes. Taylor Communications is a company that was started in 1975 by a gentleman named Glenn Taylor. Mr. Taylor graduated from college and went to work for a small printer that printed wedding invitations and other high-end type of correspondence. The owner of that company was looking to pass it on and offered to sell it to Mr. Taylor. And so after 16 years of working at the company, he purchased it in 1975, and the rest is history. Mr. Taylor built that one printing location. He now owns 80 different printing subsidiaries, of which Taylor Communications is one of them. He also has interests in agriculture and sports and entertainment. People might be surprised to hear that Mr. Taylor owns the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Minnesota Lynx of the WNBA. He is one of the largest landowners in Minnesota. He owns one of the largest private pork processing facilities in the United States. Just a wonderful self-made story, starting from very humble beginnings on a farm in Minnesota, and he has just built a business empire the right way by treating people the right way. He has been a state senator in Minnesota over the years. Just a great story of what you can do through hard work and innovation and treating people right.
And started, I think, in Mankato?
Mankato,
I still think of Mankato as a reference to a town on Little House on the Prairie from days ago.
That's right. That's where he started. North Mankato, our corporate headquarters, are still in North Mankato, Minnesota. Just a wonderful, great story.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us. Let's just talk again briefly about the products that you are producing there at Taylor Communications, some of which that I was unfamiliar with to hear, and the volumes that you have there.
Well, we do business forms and security documents primarily at our facility. We really cater to mid and large companies in the United States. Large banks are a part of our part of our customers. So Bank of America, KeyBank, Fifth Third, all of them. You know, we do a lot of checks and other documents for those businesses. A lot of brokerage firms along the East Coast. So Charles Schwab, Broadridge, and Fidelity are all big customers.
Very familiar names, yes.
Insurance companies, State Farm and Liberty Mutual, big customers of ours. And then a lot of industrials. So Boeing, we do a lot of forms for Boeing. We do a lot of forms for 3M. Northrop Grumman, we print a lot of forms for them. And then large hospital systems. So, too many to mention here, but most of the large hospital systems throughout the country, we probably are printing forms or multi-part forms or checks or some business form for them.
We talked about the technology changing and the flexibility with you and your team at Taylor Communications to adapt to those and to be moving forward. That includes a lot of these what you would call security features that you are incorporating in these documents.
Yes, one of the legacies from Standard Register is they were very innovative when it came to patenting security features in documents. You know, maybe not so much needed today or not an area of innovation, but back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, Standard Register was very innovative. And we print a lot of that in Shelbyville. So micro printing, thermochromic inks are the two that come to mind. Other security features, we print all of them in the Shelbyville plant.
Let's talk about the celebration tomorrow again, and the community's invited to come out. And, you know, even, Mark, you're including an opportunity to tour the plant, which is a very unique offer.
That's correct. You know, we have a secure facility for obvious reasons. We do a lot of security documents, and we have multi-layer security, so it's not often that we just open up the facility, but we will tomorrow from 12 to noon. People can tour our facility. They can see what we do. The equipment won't be running, but they can see the kind of equipment that we use and the environment that we work in. As I mentioned, there'll be food. We will have a tent, so we'll be undercover tomorrow.
Yes.
Unfortunately, is probably going to be necessary because of the weather outlook right now. But we would love to have people come and see what we do inside the building, not just outside the building.